This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last two visits, we have been doing a biographical study of Ezra, the priest and scribe. We have collected information about him as found in Ezra 7 through 10 and Nehemiah 8 through 12. After reflecting on the information we have collected, we now need to correlate it into an outline. When I did this, I came up with the following outline. Title, Desirable Qualities for a Spiritual Leader. Under this, I came up with 3 points: well-prepared, anointed by God, proven reliable. These points now need to be amplified. Here's what I noticed under being well-prepared. He was fortunate to have a rich heritage. Not everyone is so privileged, but when you have a strong family background, it often helps in preparing for leadership. Diligent study goes a long way in preparing for leadership. Ezra is said to have devoted himself to the study and observance of the law of the Lord and was described as well-versed in it. He took God's word seriously for himself and others. He was recognized by the pagan king as well as by his own people as being well-prepared to understand and teach God's word. And the wisdom that gave him enabled him to carry out responsibilities even in civil affairs. It also contributed to his devotion to and worship of his God. Repeatedly, it was stated that the gracious hand of God was on him. He recognized this in his own heart. When he gave instructions to the people of God, they recognized that God's hand was on him and were therefore willing to follow his leadership. More on this in our next visit.